好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。 欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hi everyone, I'm Al.
Hi, I'm Susan. Nice to see you again.
首先来复习一下我们上次说过的几个短语。
猛烈的追求某人，就是追求某人了。Get off with somebody.
Get off with somebody 可不是甩掉某人哦。
Next one is get one's finger burnt.
Get one's finger burnt 被挨宰了，吃了苦头，尤其指破财。
And next one is get one's goat.
Get one's goat 是惹恼某人。
Play the goat 是举止轻浮。Randy old goat 就是老色鬼。
Okay, and other things you should know is that 他沉迷于赌博。
He is hooked on gambling.
He got hooked on gambling. 或者 got addicted to gambling 也可以。
Then he lose his shirt.
如果你对有些事情呢很喜欢，但是还不到狂热呢，就可以用 into. I'm quite into oil painting. 我还是真的很喜欢画油画嘞，所以都可以这样用。
Okay, that's what we learned last time.So let's continue the new ones, okay?
Susan, will you give me a hand, please?
你想让帮忙吗？还是我？
对啊，就是所以大家都懂 give me a hand, 对吧？但是什么叫做 give somebody a big hand? 给别人一个大手。
Give somebody a big hand, 跟 give somebody a hand, really different.
是不是说这个忙比较大？
帮我个大忙吧。
对，大手来帮。I think the dancer's performance is really wonderful. Let's give him a big hand.
I don't think there's anything that needs help.
We're not helping her. We just gave her a big hand.
I don't think we could do that.
这里就有 a big hand 和这个 a hand
的区别。我们知道这个 give somebody a hand 帮忙，
对，也还有呢，就是掌声鼓励。其实你还是
对，
把你的手掌给别人，对吧？
其实两个都是把自己的手借给别人用一用，只不过一个是帮忙，另一个就是鼓掌了。
所以 give somebody a big hand 实际上是热烈鼓掌的含义，也就是说 give somebody a hand 实际上是有两个含义的。
Yeah, give somebody applause. Give somebody a big hand.
对，所以他 give somebody a big smile. 好好的去给个笑脸也是一样的。所以
赞同表示欣赏。
Right. 对，这里呢，比如说 I think the dancer's performance is really wonderful. Let's give her a big hand.
I don't think so. I don't like her style.
Well, I like it anyway. I want to give her a hand to show my support.
We may agree to differ.我们就是各自
有各自的意见。没问题。Give somebody a big hand
means give somebody applause.
鼓掌。还有一个 very interesting, go bananas.
Go bananas.
跟香蕉有关，这个 go bananas. What does that mean? Ted is going bananas today. Nobody can tell why.
He's going bananas? Why are you folks so curious?He bought some bananas. That's his business.
No, he's not bought some bananas. He's gone bananas. He's crazy today.
最后的时候我才明白，原来他不是买了很多香蕉，实际上他是 crazy today.
对，所以 go bananas 是口语中那种形容失控的，或者无缘无故就特别兴奋或者愤怒。所以
反复无常 changeable, right?
情绪非常反常啊，所以这个香蕉和为什么会发疯和发狂联系起来，就倒是令人费解，对吧？但是这里的 bananas 是一个形容词，一定要在 banana a 后面要加 s, 就是表示发疯了。
Go bananas, 发疯了。
所以 Ted is going bananas today. Nobody can tell why.
He's going bananas. What happened to him?
I've told you no one knows why, but we guess it might have something to do with his girlfriend.、
啊、有时候是这样的。嗯，
千万别让这个
恋爱的人就会
经常的 go bananas 哈。
不知道。
Ups and downs. You really ups and downs. 啊，跟 go 呢还有一个非常easy 的用法，最简单的 go Dutch、
IA 制
go Dutch， 然后人家说荷兰人啊就是真的会 go Dutch， 会形容的就是做得非常好。比如说我们先来听一个对话。 Do you want something drink?
No, I'm really full.
Waitress, my bill please.
Let's go Dutch this time.
What? You want me to visit that country with you?
You're so stupid this time. I'm afraid you misunderstand me.I mean, let's pay our own share of the dinner.
Ah, go Dutch 就是这样。但是我曾经well, I read an article about that. 就说荷兰人啊，就是即使你一两个人公子关系非常的好，就是说 ，Susan, well, I'm going out for a cup of coffee. You don't want me to buy you one? 就是我要出去买几杯咖啡，你要喝一杯吗？然后你说 yes.
啊，来一杯吧。
然后我就不走，我就在旁边站着等。就是即使是一两块的东西，我也要等那钱到了手。
我还会想，嗯，他是不是还想再给我带点别的东西、啊？
就第一开始中国人不习惯啊。Oh, you said you got a coffee. Why are you so okay?
I'm always standing here.
一定要给
我
money 啊！即使一个很小的钱，他们也会注意。
That's really go Dutch. The、
yeah.
Dutchies prefer go Dutch.
Go Dutch. So 总是有来源的嘛。
嗯。
好，我们还有一个呢，就是 go to the wall，
到墙啊，走到墙那儿去。
嗯，哪个墙啊 ？I haven't seen Mr. Smith for a long time， 好久没见他。
嗯 ，Oh， I happened to come across him in the street yesterday.
How are things going on with him?
He's going to the wall.
嗯 ，which wall？
Not the real wall. His company couldn't make any profit and is facing bankrupt.
啊，就我觉得好像这个 wall 就有点像南墙。
撞南墙。
然后就像我们说不撞南墙不回头，看起来这个 going to the wall 就好像快走到南墙附近了。
嗯。
快 bankrupt， 对吧？
嗯，有点就是垮台啊，陷入绝境。
哦，对，所以说这里呢说的是他的公司经营方面临垮台的窘境。所以呢还说是哪一条墙哪一道墙，所以可能是南墙吧。So if you see he's going to the wall,
he's going, what on earth has happened?
啊，
到底发生了什么事情？
His firm couldn't make any profit and is going to going bankrupt.
啊，就是经营无方要垮台了。
Okay, let's review a little.
嗯，
give someone a big hand.
嗯， really different of usGive somebody a hand.
就是我们要鼓掌
鼓掌，第一个要鼓掌，第二要帮忙。
对，第二 go bananas
means very excited or very angry.
啊，就是变得无缘无故就不知道怎么，就是又兴奋或者又郁闷，就叫 go bananas.
嗯， really, really, really.
People in love, you really go bananas, huh?
I'm puzzled with this word. But anyhow, remember that bananas, go bananas.
对。至于为什么跟 banana 连起来，I don't know.
Maybe if we are working refrigerator, maybe we can tell.
Okay, and go Dutch.
A
字，
这个很简单。
嗯。
The next one is go to the wall.
哎呀，面临窘境了，所以先可以把这个 wall 就记住南墙，南墙反正已经尽头了。
So I don't want one of you to
go
to
the
wall and try to be a lucky duck.
Yes.
Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.cooler.com， 最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。And so, let's begin our part two.
That's the...it's really interesting one.
嗯，看你说的怎么，有些东西我说不出来。前两天呢，我想跟朋友去打网球。可是呢，我已经有半年没有打了，我就已经不，我基本上不会了，对吧？我就说我的网球技术啊，已经不行了，有点生疏，但是我还是会打，对吧？
嗯，就是不熟练而已。
对，我给你，我应该怎么说？我应该说， I'm okay. 我当时是说 I'm not too good as you know last year.
啊，你这样说，别人会以为就是打得不好了
啊，我都已经
不擅长了。
对，但实际上呢，哎，应该说
I'm a little rusty at tennis.
啊，就是说我的 rusty。
rust
锈了
啊 ，rust， 其实人和机器就是差不多的嘛，好久不用就会生锈，就会生锈，对吧？
嗯，对。
机器生锈应该是 rusty，
生
锈的 rusty。
嗯。
那个时候我们也可以把它借用过来，就是我的技术有点生锈了，不够灵活 ，right？
对，因为机器久治生锈，技术经常不用也会生锈，最经常生锈呢就是 language。你要好久不说英语啊，一定会 rusty， 对吧？
So you should practice every day and listen to us every day.
嗯，如果你说我好久没打网球，不打，打得不怎么样，就是 I'm a little rusty at tennis now.
嗯，有时候家长会帮助孩子们解决数学题，因为好长时间没有做过这样的像学生时代那种快速解题，所以有时候就会你可以说 My math is rusty.But I can still help you solve these problems.
虽然说不像原来那么好了，但还好吧，还 OK 啦。
所以这个 rusty 只是说技术有所生疏，但是还能 handle 一些事情。
嗯，这个尤其呢是you know my second language is German。曾经呢非常流利，但是现在已经rusty 的不行了，就是已经开始结结巴巴的。这种结巴叫做 stammer。
嗯，说话不流畅，
对，口吃 stammer， 而说话不流畅这种口吃就是这种叫做 stammer， 对吧？
嗯，
如果你是不流畅，经常 well 那个就是应该用的是 haunting，说话吞吞吐吐
haunting。
I talked with him in haunting German。
我用不流利的德语和他交谈。
如果要很流利呢，就是
fluent， flawless or
impeccable。
Impeccable
就是非常 impeccable， I M P E C C A B L E， impeccable 很流利，对吧？还有 fluent， flawless。所以呢 ，I hope you that you know talking to a foreigner with in English with the
fluent
English。
嗯，
也一开始用 haunting English 其实也还好啦。
最重要的是我们要用标准的 ，right？
嗯，
但是不标准的英语应该怎么说呢？
如果用 broken 来代替 haunting 呢，就可不是就是说你语速上的快慢，而是说你语法不标准。
嗯，说 I talked with him in broken German。
那说明你可能是一个词一个词往出跳，只要表达
不标准的，
完全不标准，可能只是想我要去卫生间，这种我不管了，我只要说出来就好，对吧？This is broken English or German. Any language can be that。比如说。Let's go play around.
去打高尔夫吧。I'm afraid I'm a little rusty at golfing.
So am I. 我打不好了，我也是，没关系。Dad, could you help me with my math homework?
My math is rusty, but I'll try.
我都不怎么样了，但是要试试看啊。
嗯。
You speak English, do you?
Yes, but my English is rusty because I haven't had many opportunities to practice.Since my college days.
You speak English very well. You speak it a little hauntingly, but it's still quite fluent.
Thank you for the compliment.
这句话，这个小对话可能会经常发生在我们身边吧。
嗯。
You speak English, don't you? 说英语吧。
但是大学毕业之后就再也没有很多机会练习了，所以我的英语is rusty. My English is rusty.
锈了，我英语不怎么地了。
我们经常会有人说 My English is poor.
其实你不用 poor，
不用 poor， 没有 poor 的那种，没有不好的那种程度 ，right？
对，你不要 poor， 我们应该说 rusty。
My English is rusty.
不锈了。You speak English very well. You speak a little hauntingly. 你说的可能吞吞吐吐的 ，but it's still quite fluent. 但总体来说还不错啦。
So
thank you for the compliment. 谢谢你的恭维。So that's the end of part two.
Let's come to the third part, this English story part.
Interesting, actually.
Uh-huh.
我们都知道那个 rings, cats and dogs.
意思就是倾盆大雨，大雨如注。但是这个雨跟那个猫和狗有什么区别呢？
而且这个猫和狗好像还经常放在一起。
嗯，
我们可以这样说，譬如 Tom and Jack, just like a cat and dog. cat and dog 这是用单数
啊，他们如影随形。
No， 他俩特别、
特别不对劲儿。
对，不对劲儿，从来不在一起。
啊，
猫和狗嘛。
看来猫和狗还是矛盾是由来已久啊。
对，电影也有这种猫狗大战。
嗯
，very interesting。嗯，但实际上这个 Rings Cats and Dogs 是因为在北欧的神话中啊，猫被认为是对天气有着巨大的影响。
嗯，据说在暴风雨上的这个巫婆会化成一个猫的形状，
而狗啊像狼一样是风的象征，所以呢、这两个动物都是暴风雨之神奥丁的随从。猫与狗俱来，当然会带来倾盆大雨。
嗯，比如说 ，In the middle of the picnic, it started to rain cats and dogs, and everybody got soaked.
啊，当餐厅野餐进行到一半的时候，突然倾盆大雨，每个人都淋成了落汤鸡 ，soaked。还有 ，It's raining cats and dogs, so we can't go out to play right now.
啊，下大雨了，我们不能出去玩了。是 rain cats and dogs 下大雨。
嗯 ，so now you know the origin of this word. OK，
知道它的出处，我知道了它的
资源
资源。
So that's all for today.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.